Well, hello everyone. And how are ye? Are ye doing good? I hope ye are. I hope life has been treating you good. And that the new year has been good so far. There is a bit of good news here at the moment. Well, hopefully it's good news. And restrictions have been lifted. I think in England they were lifted maybe 2 days ago or something. But today it was announced in Ireland that there'll be, you know, easing restrictions next couple of days. Which is good, hopefully. Touch wood, as I said, if I can find wood, but I can always find wood. Oh God, I'm in trouble already. So I said I'd check in with you and I let you know what's been going on. And it's some of it's a bit of a convoluted story, so I'm going to try to keep it as simple as I can. Some of it is anyway, the first part of it is. So Christmas was great, nice and peaceful compared to last year. And New Year's was great, nice and peaceful, nice and easy. But then, right after New Year's, there was a COVID scare, and it involved 3 people that I know. And what happened was, one person had COVID, and 2 people that I know were around that person, but they never told me. They were, you know, just not telling the truth. And I found out then through the grapevine, and that meant that I was a close contact. You know, all these people had to do was just take tests and... No, you know, there's no big deal. And it got into this kind of secrecy. And I don't know, just people can be strange around COVID. And anyway, it ended up with me isolating. And I said, that's okay, you know. Life throws things at you sometimes. And it's right, just chill out for a few days or whatever. It was like 10 days or something. I said, I can handle that. But then there was a storm. Like a few days after New Year's. And it was really wet and... icy and it was bad. So one night I was coming home and it was so cold and so wet, I ran, opened my front door and ran right through the hall, and I slipped up into the air, I went, lads, and bang, down on my arm, okay? And when I fell on tiles and I heard a snap, like a crack in my elbow, like, and I was like, oh God, I was laying on the ground and I was like, oh my God, this is bad. So that was like 10 p.m. and then I just took some painkillers and I went to bed. And I absolutely despise taking painkillers. It's the one thing that I really dislike. I really hate them. And anyway, the next day I called my Medigroup and I did a call with a nurse, and she got me to move my arm in certain ways, which I already kind of knew. And she kind of confirmed that my elbow was broken. But because of the COVID, I had to wait a few days to go and get it treated. Now, I had no pain, none at all, nothing. I mean, it was bizarre, like no pain whatsoever, just stiffness, just like I couldn't straighten my arm. But there was nothing radiating. And I kind of checked out that as well. And you see, that can be worrying because sometimes it can be a clean break. But there was no, like my fingers were... moving perfectly, could move my wrist and all that, but I knew there was something gone. So eventually, anyway, when the isolation passed, I got to go and get an x-ray, and lo and behold, my elbow is broken. So I ended up getting a cast, and first time in my life breaking a bone as well, so so put in a big ass cast, and that lasted like, I think it was 8 or 9 days. And it was an experience, no, to be fair. But you know what? I just surrendered to it because I was saying it could have been a lot worse. Because what happened, like when I fell, okay, in judo and jiu-jitsu, you do things called breakfalls if any of you do those sports. And what is, when you hit the floor, you slap the floor to break the fall. And that's what I did. So when I did that, like I did it automatically as well. It's not that I consciously did that. It's just what happens when you're... When you've so much of that training behind you, I would have hit my head if I didn't, and I would probably not be here, like, you know, because it was so fast and it happened, like, it was just frightening, you know. It's just 1 minute up, bang, next minute and done. So I had a big ass cast anyway on my arm, and I went back then and for another x-ray, and it's healing well. It's not a very serious break, but no, I have a splint on my arm. And Yeah. So I didn't want to say anything because I had to go back, you see, and it could have been, like, if you know anything about elbow injuries, they can be very, very serious. You know, they can be really, really, really bad. Like, they sometimes they end up rebuilding the whole elbow inside, and that's a serious thing, and it can go on for a long, long, long time. So I'm just full of gratitude that I haven't got that. And I'm grateful for my bones, my strong bones. Because, lads, I swear, that snap when I hit the floor was bleh, is the worst part of it, actually, that sound. I can't get it out of my head. But what happened then is, I, of course, I can't drive, and I was told relax. I can't lift anything. You know, you've just to be very, very careful, so because the bone has to set and it has to heal properly. So that's where I'm at. Now, it's not, you know, it's nothing. It's serious, but it's not as bad as it could have been. It could have been really, really bad. And as I said, I'm full of gratitude that it's not. And gratitude as well for my breakfalls. So that's all that's going on, really. Now, I took a kind of a semi break from Patreon. I have some stuff that I'm still putting out. You know, I have some tomorrow, and I always have something built up in case something like this happens. But when it comes to requests and stuff, then I'm going to, you know, get the show on the road again in the next few days, again maybe next week. I should be back to, you know, at least getting the splint and stuff off, and back to rehabbing my arm. And I, you know, one good thing is that I'm so experienced with sports and stuff that I can actually do all that myself. I don't need physio or anything. I can look after that part of it. So that's the story. Now, I'm sorry if I worried anyone, but, you know, I didn't want to come back and say, like, you know, oh, I'm fine, everything is cool, and then come back like a week later and go, oh my god, I have an operation coming up, and I'm going to be in a cast for a splint in a cast for 12 weeks, you know what I mean? That would have sucked. And it's kind of, yeah, it's not the best thing to do in that situation, I think. But all is well, and yeah, it's just, you know, it's just, I suppose it's just the way life goes sometimes, you know. Life just happens and you just deal with it. But I was laughing at it because, as I said, I felt no pain at all. But then give me a head cold, and I have the man flu, and I'm crying like a baby. Help me, oh, somebody bring me soup. But then with my broken arm, I'm kind of like, cut the thing off, I don't care. It's very bizarre. But yeah, so that's the crack anyway. And as soon as it's healed, which should be very soon, as I said, everything is going to return to normal. Now, you know, I still have a little bit of material to keep you listening for a while, and I'm going to do some vlogs as well very soon. I just cracked my knuckle. No, that wasn't my arm, I promise. But I'll go and I'll do some vlogs as well as soon as I can drive again, which shouldn't be too long. Okay? So, thanks, guys, for your patience and putting up with my quietness, my kind of, you know, my just having to keep things quiet in general, because, yeah, I just don't like worrying people and all that. And I know I probably might have worried people a little bit by not checking in, but then at the same time, you check in and you say, I'm fine, and then a few days later, I'm not fine. Yeah, so we can all say a prayer for my bone. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'll check in with you soon again, and I'll let you know what's happening, okay? But everything's fine, everything's good, everything's healing well, and yeah, we've got strong bones. We've got really strong bones. Alright, I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.